Good afternoon, folks. This is Carolyn Evers, and we have that wonderful Charlene McNeil with us. Hi, Charlene.
Hi, everyone.
Charlene, this is the Christmas season. And the shows in the past, I have discussed Christmas in some fashion. And I wanted to do that today also to touch on Christmas before we get into our regular program, because to me, this is one of the most wonderful times of the year, because there is an abundance of love that is given out from one heart to another heart, and all of these hearts increasing the love force in the world. There is nothing more beautiful than that. And so one of the things I wanted to mention, in case you haven't listened to one of my other shows, on my website, www.cosmicconnections.com, there's two C's in there, Mother Mary describes how she prepared for Christmas and what it meant to her. Of course, she was there at the first Christmas, wasn't she? And it wasn't called Christmas then. It was the first Christmas, but it was the birth of her son, how she prepared for it and what it meant to her personally. And so with that thought in mind, I wanted to take a few moments and talk about preparation, how we prepare our hearts for the Christ child who has indeed sent his essence energetically to the planet. We had a portal that had opened not long ago. And in case you were feeling this intense energy, it was a love energy. And if you could see the colors, the energy that came in was a pearlized gray, the Christ conscious energy. And if you saw that, that is what you were seeing. If you felt something different within the last couple days, this is what you're feeling, if it is making your heart soar. And indeed, it makes your heart soar like the eagle, because anything can just turn your emotions towards love. And I wanted you all to know this is what is happening to you now. In addition to that, there is something else that is available to you. The angels collect energetic graces, you might say, all year long, and they are dispensed this time of year. If you're one of these people who are busy shopping, thinking about, providing the toys that people have, not thinking about the Christ child that should be within your heart right now, you might miss this. And that's why I'm bringing this forth, and this is why I'm saying, take a moment, look within. Feel this new energetic wave, because this is the wave of the future, my friends. We just had a free conference call with Lord Metatron, and this is what he had discussed, how there has been a change in the energy, and unless we work on the new change, it's going to be very difficult materializing things, manifesting things for us. And if you are suffering now from a lack of finances or something is not coming your way, you might be working on the old level of energy, which is involved around the will. In other words, there was a time when people could will things to be done, and that platform doesn't work anymore. What works now is the platform of love and light, and when you clothe your request to the universe now, it must come from the perspective of love, loving others, what you request to be at the best use for everyone. And so this particular year, this particular December, so much incredible things have happened with this new doorway that has opened, with the Christ consciousness coming in and being seated on our planet, this new energetic wave, and this whole new aspect of love and light being stronger now than people's will, because the will that we're talking about is coming from the perspective of control, is coming from the perspective of taking maybe more than what one needs. We're talking about the greed mongers here, and we are seeing, are we not, those who have been so involved in greed are falling, whether it is, we won't get into what aspect of the financial system that this is happening to, but you know what I mean, where people foster greed that will not be supported by this new wave of light, this new wave of light that has come in. And so what I am suggesting to each and every one of you, feel the music now within your soul, the music of this new time of year, the music of the Christ child coming within all of our hearts if he is invited. And this is what I wish to start this show with, the reminder to take a moment out of your busy lives. Take a moment, my friends. Invite the Christ child within your heart today. Make him a place in your heart, in your household, in your interactions with everyone that you meet. And I will tell you, if you do this, you will see miracles opening up in your life, because people who see you on the street, even if you are a stranger, they will recognize that energetic flow between you and they as you send forth the rays of love. And is this not what this is all about? To be able to feel love, to be able to exchange love, to be able to be love. And this is the time of the year. This is what has been given to us, my friends. And so, Charlene, I just felt like I had to start the show with another Christmas message, with something that I feel so deeply within my heart is so important now.
Well, I feel like that what you're bringing up is really what everyone needs to be aware of, and be more aware of what's happening out there, and see the positive rather than being in such a state of fear that we've talked about before. Because fear creates what we fear, we create. But having the Christ consciousness coming in with love and feeling that love and giving that love to yourself and others, I think is well taken, because there sure has been a lot in the last month that's being done that you're talking about, you know, with the conference calls and everything that's been accomplished in this last month.
It's been wonderful, hasn't it?
Oh, it's been grand. It's just been a wonderful journey. Wonderful,
truly,
wonderful.
Truly the wings of love. So, my friends, if you have a Christmas story, give us a call here at 877-876-5227. Or if it's not a Christmas story that you have in your heart at the moment, let's say you have a need. If you have a need to contact someone on the other side that perhaps you lost. When I say lost, I mean some people would say die, some people would say translate. In other words, they're not in your life anymore. They've gone to the other side, and you miss them. We will see if we can connect them to you. And if you wish to work with Charlene for some aspect of healing, please feel free to call and speak with her. The number is 877-876-5227. Charlene, take a little moment, if you would, and give people who are new to this radio show today an idea as to how you work.
Okay. Actually, what I will do is, if you give me a goal that you choose to have, or have something that is going to be, you would like to have something different in your life. Maybe it's a relationship within the family. Maybe it's a relationship in a job. Maybe it's a relationship, most of all, within yourself. And if you call in, you'll tell me what it is that you choose to have changed. And then what I do is go in with your higher source, whether it's God or the universe or what you choose. And we'll, whenever I sometimes say we go in, I mean whoever your higher source is, and go in and change in the energy field that programming that has already been incorporated in your field that is not working for you. And we'll go in and have the energy shifted and changed to a different vibrational frequency that will create a new awareness within your body, within your cells. It'll happen within your aura and your energy field, because my higher source, of course, is God, and I see God go in and change that. I don't, I watch as he goes in and changes the energy field for people. Once that's reprogrammed, usually you'll start seeing the old, like Carolyn was talking about, the old will start falling away, and the new will start coming in that you've chosen. Most of the time we don't understand our old belief systems and our verbalization is actually what's got us stuck in where we're at. So we'll go in and have that changed. A lot of times it'll be changed, it has to be changed in a past life because it's coming in your cell memory. Or it can be in a DNA, which is not only your programmed in your DNA from your past ancestors, because you'll usually have a memory from that. The same as you do when you have your coloring, let's say you're blonde and blue eye, or have dark hair with brown eyes. It's the same kind of programming that goes in the DNA, and I've watched him as he goes in and pulls out that part of the chromosomes that's not working and replace it with new information. And then things start changing in your life because it's been programmed in your cell memory. He'll also go in and change the subconscious mind, which has seems to want to control our life completely because it's been programmed from, I see, from conception on. Let's say that somebody is having a very difficult time with their finances. And everything is starting to be going along really well. Have a really good job, doing well with those coworkers, and then all of a sudden things start falling apart. Well, then we look at the subconscious. What were you taught when you were growing up about having wealth? What were you taught about those that are wealthy? What were you taught about those that share or keep for themselves and greedy? Some people have been taught that those are rich and have got it because they're greedy and because they're selfish. That has to be pulled out of the subconscious mind and replaced with the rich are giving. The rich are willing to give and to serve, or whatever you choose to be put in. It's not what I choose. It's whatever you choose to put in its place. So then that'll change that in the subconscious. After that, we go to the heart mind, which is a substance right behind the heart. It's a little bit to the left and down. And what you do is you program the heart mind, which is a receiver and a transmitter. And it transmits information from the universe to your brain, where it starts to change the memory that is there. When those are done, a lot of times you'll start seeing significant changes in your life. Now, I can't guarantee when the change will come about, because there isn't a guarantee about what your cells and the memory in your cells, how it will be transmitted and how soon it will be pulled. Most of the time it's pulled out, but you've got a lot of cells there that have to be reprogrammed. And so you just sit back and wait for that time frame to come. And a lot of wonderful miracles are happening in people's lives.
We have a call, Sherlene.
Okay.
On your name caller.
Hi, my name is Tony.
Hi, Tony.
Hi.
What can we do for you, dear?
Yes, I was asking if maybe Charlene could help me change something about my about finances and how I can change that.
Okay, good.
Help me, please. Thank you.
What is your perception about having an abundance of money? Let's say that you all of a sudden had a job that you were going to make $100,000 a year. When I say that, what's your first reaction?
I would like that.
You would like
but
it?
Yes, I do.
Okay, Tony, you also took a short breath. What did that mean?
I heard a butt there. What came in the butt?
What did that mean?
What
did that mean when you did that?
I don't know. If I knew,
Was it a sense of unbelief?
Perhaps, yeah. Perhaps it's like, and I know $100,000 is not a lot, but I mean, perhaps something like that. Yeah, but.
Okay, so all of a sudden you took a deep breath and said, "That'd be great," but your first reaction was, "What? No." Is that your
Charlene, can I ask Tony a question?
Sure, go ahead. Yeah, do.
Tony,
yeah.
Do you feel worthy of receiving $100,000 a year income?
I do, but maybe I don't. You know, I do, but maybe that's the problem, that I really don't think that. And like, I know I'm telling you I do, but maybe my inner self just thinks it's impossible. Maybe you don't.
Okay.
Yeah, like, or maybe what you were saying before, it's like a, it's not humbling. It's not a very humble thing. Something like that.
Uh-huh,
maybe.
See. Okay, what is the other thing if you made
but
that?
It's stupid because it's like...
that interesting. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
The first reaction is that reaction, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Now, what kind of reaction would you get? What kind of reaction would you get from, let's say, your close associates and family if that was occurring? What kind of reaction would you get?
If about money or if
yeah, mm-hmm. If you were making that much, what kind of reaction would you get from your, you know?
Oh, they would be fine because they're all my friends are multimillionaires, so they would be like, oh yeah, you know.
Okay. Okay. How about family?
My family would be fine too. Yeah, because then they'd stop having to help me out all the time. So I'm sure they'd be very happy.
Okay.
Charlene, can I ask Tony another question?
Sure.
I'm really intrigued by this.
She
just said something. Her friends are multimillionaires.
Right, well, not all of them, but most, like half of them. I'd say half of my friends.
So how do you feel when you compare those multimillionaires with you?
I don't. Honestly, I don't, because they're my friends, and that's all that I see. I mean, I never compare myself to them in terms of that.
Well, no, just compare from the standpoint that they're worthy of receiving this, and perhaps, and I'm questioning, do you feel worthy of receiving it also? Because I'm wondering if this block is an issue of feeling worthy about receiving money.
I don't know. I don't know. I would like to think that. I'd hope to think that I'm worthy, but I'd never.
Well,
know,
just
I
sit
know.
With that
mm-hmm.
and see how
mm-hmm.
it fits.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Now, do you have? Does your family have abundance?
Family's. Oh, yeah. Fine. Yeah. Not multimillionaires, but we're secure financially, yes.
Okay. Now, do you have background in your DNA from poverty or, because the reason I'm going that way, do you have anything that is in your background, in your DNA, that would have been in poverty?
Mm-hmm.
Because, see, that has to pull...
You mean her family line is what you're saying, right?
It's your family line.
Okay, probably to some degree.
How about
I don't know how. I don't know how. You know, like when you're poor, you don't realize you're poor. Like that.
That's true.
Some people, so.
There's something that's blocking it, and it could be an oath of poverty back in past life, where people used to make an oath that they would, and Carolyn talked about it one other time on the show, where people made an oath that they would be.
Why don't you look at that, Charlene, and see if that's
yes,
blocked?
Let's look at it. Go ahead and talk about it.
Okay. Gotta be something in there.
Okay. If an individual years ago used to say would make an oath that they would give all of their substance, it was either to royalty or to the church.
Okay.
And so they were left with very little to have because most of it went to the royalty. You know, and if they were the peasant, they didn't have much. So if that's called an oath of poverty, where they made an oath.
Oh, yes, I understand. Okay.
Okay. And it was considered, at the time, it was considered a very righteous thing to do. And it was part of what they could be, it's called their salvation, to give all of their substance, to most of their substance was given to the royalty. And they thought that that would make it possible for them to have what they used to call eternal life, or that they would have more on the other side than everybody else, because they had made that oath and had gone without on this earthly plane, and it made it possible that they might have more on the other when they crossed over.
I see, okay.
Am I explaining it okay?
Absolutely, perfectly.
So that's what the oath of poverty really incorporated.
Okay. I don't know.
So
I was
that
telling...
was in your mind. See, we don't know what comes in on our self memory,
right?
Because sometimes that comes in from a past life, or it can come in from our DNA from our ancestor line.
I see.
So once that
so it could come in from another. It could come in from your actual DNA from the lineage that you're in, as in the moment of this lifetime, or another lineage of DNA from another line of family or something from another time. Okay.
Interesting, isn't it? That that would play such a big part in everybody's individuals.
Okay.
Any questions? I mean, you know, ask questions.
No questions. Okay. Thank you.
Can you check that, Caroline?
Yeah. Okay. Now let. Tony, who's your higher source?
I'm kind of a universe, God, universe. I think it's all.
Okay.
Yeah. Universe.
Now let's go in. We'll go in and ask. Okay.
Okay.
Because I won't guess, as that's not my job, is to make the decisions for people. What I'll do is I'll go in and we'll ask him. Where this is incorporated in your mind that is making a difference with you.
Okay.
All right, let's do that. And then Carolyn will just talk to you while we're doing
it. Carolyn, thank you so much for the beginning of your program. It was beautiful what you were talking about, the Christ energy.
Oh, you like that.
Around.
I'm glad.
I like it very much. And, you know, people to be more conscious about their, it was beautiful.
Thank you. I felt the need to express it. I think that this month has been so unusual from the point of view of the energies that have been coming into our planet, and I wanted to alert people that something is different and to try to connect with it. Because there's a new love force that has come into the planet, and if you're not aware of it, it will take a longer time to implement it. But if you become aware of it, it's much easier to implement that force within your heart and start using it.
Yeah.
And I think one of the ways, since you're talking about this, Tony, one of the ways that people can do this is to see the Christ child within their hearts.
Yeah,
and
I like what you said that. I like that.
Yeah, to envision the Christ child within your heart and to invite the Christ child within your heart, because his energy is here now, and that's all you have to do is just to want it, and it is so. That's the most wonderful thing about the mind today. And actually, this is what we're doing, what Charlene is doing with you right now, is checking attitudes from the past.